Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Patty Bostic with us until the end of the show. Stumbled upon something here that's very funny to me, something I've never thought about in my entire life. Unless you're a massive history buff, like a massive history buff. And I minored in history at West Virginia University, my friends. But unless you're a massive history buff, you go back some of the old-timey vice presidents, you're just not remembering those guys.
Key historical figures, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Massive historical figures.
Yeah. Hannibal Hamlin.
15th vice president. 1860. So that would have put him as Lincoln's vice.
Yeah, he was.
And then Andrew Johnson was, and then he took over.
DeMar was at the game the other night.
DeMar was at the game.
He was into it, man.
He was.
He was into it.
He was so into it, nobody was within 30 feet of him. He was getting buck wild up
by himself, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting all jacked up, which you love to see.
Yeah, I love to see it.
That crowd was all juiced up the other day.
It was a good crowd.
Mm-hmm. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. What did I say we were going to talk about coming up?
Well, we talked a lot about Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
You also said, do the Steelers need another receiver?
Oh, and then you ruined the tease.
Yeah, Gabe Davis.
I think he's perfect for now, don't you?
Absolutely.
He's a top-off-the-defense kind of guy?
Yeah. Big physical, good player. I mean, he's had some injury. He was injured last year, right? Was he hurt last year?
Yeah.
He was in Jacksonville?
Yep. That's why he got, that's why he got released.
I mean, it's a low-cost pickup. Better than what they have. Different than what they have. In terms of a third option. At the receiver position. I think Austin's earned the opportunity to be two, play in the slot a lot and work in there. But you need, you know, when you go to 11 personnel, you're three wide, you got to have somebody opposite DK that attracts some attention. And then allows Austin, Freiermuth, Jonnu to work. I mean, I think he rounds out the group really well. I think him, frankly, Lazard would too. I mean, in terms of what you want. There's another guy that can score in the red zone. They're just... They need to be a much better red zone offense. Give me dudes that score touchdowns. And they've picked those guys up. DK, Jonnu, Freiermuth had, I think, 7 touchdown catches last year. Darnell Washington's a huge target. You get a guy like Gabe Davis or Lazard down there.
Some big bodies.
You got some trees.
You're playing above the rim, gentlemen.
Yeah, that's big bodies. What we always say, right? The real estate goes down in the red zone. Speed is less important in the red zone. I mean, it's helpful, but size is
what
critical.
Matters.
No, you always do that.
Always.
You always go, like, the gutter's there, and you just dive into it and light up a cigarette. Like, that's what you do every single time.
Adlai Stevenson the first was Grover Cleveland's vice president.
So what, if I had to ask him anything, I'd say, why the first? Like, you just want to put it, I'm the first.
I think that would imply children, right? There must have been a second.
So that before
or a junior,
said,
I guess.
Before they said senior.
Do you like... Now, hold up. Do we like the second or do we like junior?
I'm the second.
You can do either or, right?
I don't know how that works.
I do. I can go into a long
story. I think you have to know. Well,
can you make it quick?
Yeah, my mom didn't want anyone to call me Junior, so she named me the second.
Oh, are you're the second?
Yeah,
he's Pat Bostick the second.
Patrick. Yes. So what it imply?
But you don't have a third.
But your dad's senior.
Correct. It makes no sense.
So he's senior and you're the second. I feel like if there's a senior, there should be a junior. And if there's a Adelaide Stevenson, you don't want to do it. Second.
We got the best of both worlds. My mom did not want me to be named Junior. She didn't want people calling me Junior. She felt like the second sounded more regal.
Oh.
And I said, oh.
You could be PJ.
I could. I don't want to be, but I could.
What's your middle name?
Joseph.
PJJ.
PJB. I do love good peanut butter and jelly, too.
Me, too. My daughter had one at the pool yesterday. Outstanding.
Yeah. Well, you've had
just
six.
Now?
Doran's had six Uncrustables this morning.
Mm. Yeah. Does that count as a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. All right. There's no crust.
Okay. So, like, in real terms, what is the difference between the second and the junior?
I think the second callers, you can text us or call us and correct us.
412-928-9370.
The second would be I'm named after somebody that isn't my father.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, so like
your grandfather.
So like my uncle would be, if my uncle was Patrick Joseph Bostick, the first, I would be the second.
Okay.
Now, I don't think you have to say the first, though.
But junior would be if you're the immediate offspring.
Correct.
Holy hell.
So if it was your grandfather, skipped your dad, then you were your grandfather's name, would you be the second?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it has to be like your paternal, has to be your father that names you. I guess it could be your daughter, too.
Texture writes in PJ2 would be a cool nickname for you.
PJ2 sticks.
Well, that's too much. Never remember that.
We break the rules in the Bostick family. And my mother, who I love dearly, made a decision about that.
You have not produced a third.
No, but Trey Patrick is supposed to be a play on words. Trey Patrick Bostick, he would have been the third Patrick.
Holy cow.
So,
look at you.
Yeah, we're.
So you've done the thing without doing the thing.
Yeah, well, Sam was never going to, I wouldn't want to have the third next to my name. I already get enough of my dad's mail and there's a burden. There's a burden to being named after your, I adore my dad and idolize him, but I would not want, being named after your dad, there's some logistical challenges to it. That happened. So, yeah, I mean, that's a quick little deal. But I am the second. I am the second in more ways than one.
First in our hearts.
Yes.
Yeah, appreciate that.
I was named after a Pirates pitcher.
You were?
Dorn Taylor.
Really?
Were you really?
Dorn. Yeah, it was D-O-R-N. My parents were at the Pirates game in like early 87. And they saw him pitching. I think he's a pitcher or he's a player. And they're like, oh, that's a nice name. Let's add an I. They added an I. I was supposed to be Dorn Taylor, but then they changed my middle name to my
your
dad's
name
middle
was
name.
Dorian.
No, Doran.
Gets that a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
But hey, my name's Doran. Oh, Dorian, nice to meet you. I just said
you
Dor.
Just said the name.
Doran.
I get in a door.
I get Matt all the time because sometimes I introduce myself and mumble and I say, hey, I'm Adam. Like, I'm Adam.
I get Matt sometimes too just because Matt.
Pat, Matt, yeah.
Yeah.
You like Patrick?
I like Patrick, yeah. I mean, I generally am called by one of three names. Pat is most common.
Sure.
Patrick is what people that are closest to me call me, like family members, and then Patty boy, or Patty. You could be Starkey and call me Patty Wagon, or just Wagon for short.
Krabby Patty.
Krabby I was Patty. Named after the first man, if you believe the Bible.
Yes.
Parents just sitting there one night, probably having a scotch. Hey, you know what? Let's take a gander at the old Bible here. That's a nice name. Swell. Bang. Adam. All right, coming up next.
Dear God.
We all say.
This always happens.
What do you mean?
Every week we get into this.
It's the day before the 4th of July, man.
I understand, but every week we get into some thing that, like, it's like so stupid of me to ask you, like, what's the rundown? The rundown is going to be what it's going to be.
That's right.
We could have a pre-planned out, bulleted.
No doubt.
Deal.
Pat, I had some prep here for the first hour of the show. So pirate stats, things of that nature. From 7 o'clock until 9:50, it just says your name.
Oh, I love it.
So we all think, okay, Gabriel Davis would round out this Steelers skill position unit real nice. Do they need to upgrade over Juan Thornhill? We'll get into that coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Texter, I was named after Mark McGwire. Made his home run record the day I was born. Dad called my mom, said, "How about McGwire?" And she made him spell it differently, and my initials became PMC, almost like PNC Park. No, not almost like PNC Park. There's a different letter in there. PMC. My buddy Wes, you guys know Wes. Do you know Wes?
No.
Euler?
Yeah.
His middle name, I forget what it is, but it starts with a V. His initials are literally WVU.
Oh, God.
I know. He'll always have that over me. He's not afraid to hang it over me. I'm like, I'm a big fan.
He's a
like,
way bigger fan than you are, though. Like, just in general.
Here's how I've always quibbled with that. He was born a West Virginia fan. I made a choice. He didn't have a choice.
No, the choice was made for you. You couldn't get into Pitt.
Exactly.
I didn't apply to Pitt.
You couldn't.
You didn't become a West Virginia fan until you went there.
Right.
Yeah. You were a Pitt fan growing up. And you couldn't get into
no,
Pitt.
No, I was a casual college football
fan. The essay was
up.
Too hard for you to comprehend.
He is denying so hard right now.
No, I told you. I got into CalU. I got into IUP. I applied to Ohio State. I got waitlisted. Still haven't heard back. And so then I went to West Virginia.
You're...
It must have got lost in the mail somewhere, my eventual acceptance
yeah,
letter.
Right. Right.
You would figure if you're on the waitlist.
Probably went to Matt Crowley.
Might have gone to Matt Crowley. My uncle's name is Matt. Big Notre Dame guy, he is. Said that like Yoda.
Notre Dame guy, he is.
You think the Steelers need to upgrade over Juan Thornhill at free safety?
I don't think they need to spend another cent on defense.
I think he's fine.
Me too. I think any dollars they spend moving forward should be at the receiver position.
Who's the worst player on the defense?
Him.
I agree. And I think that's fine. He plays free safety. You've got arguably the best pass rush in the NFL. I've seen a number of different outlets out there tweet out like four different defensive back rooms, and they've asked the question, do the Steelers have the best DBs in the NFL? I think they're absolutely part of the conversation. Like Jalen Ramsey is not what he used to be, but you know what? He ain't far off. If you believe like the Pro Football Focus numbers, or you're like Dorn and you actually watch the games, and you can see that the guy still plays. Darius Slay's not going to have to play 100% of the snaps now, and that was going to be the case. That was the worry on him. The worry on Darius Slay wasn't, is he good enough? It was, can he hang in there at 34 for the full length of a season?
Mm-hmm.
Now I think it's JPJ and Ramsey on the outside and base, and when it's nickel, then Slay gets on the field as the outside guy. You kick Ramsey on inside. He's not going to have to play 99% of the snaps.
Right.
I'm trying to think where else they're weak on defense.
I mean, I would want a more proven, I guess, safety. And you say you wouldn't spend any more money on defense. Like, it depends on how much money's left over. I mean, we can figure that out real quick. But I don't think that you're going to have to pay somebody like
Justin Simmons.
How much money are you really going to have to pay him?
Probably $5 to $7 million.
I would want a proven safety. I mean, how many true reps did Juan Thornhill get in OTAs with Minka being here? Like, how many reps did he get of actually being the general back there? I want somebody that's going to be able to get everybody lined up. I don't care about really the physical traits back there, but I need somebody that's going to have a voice that gets people set, that understands what's going on, that understands. And it's not hard to understand defense. Like, you know, defense is defense. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter where you go. But if you played a lot of defense at the safety position, which Juan Thornhill kind of has, you'll understand the defense. And then, like, Juan Thornhill, he's going in training camp with a limited amount of first-team reps here in this defense. So I might as well just bring in somebody that's even more proven.
Yeah, because you're not, from an understanding of the defense standpoint, that guy would only be behind OTAs and minicamp.
Yeah.
Because Juan Thornhill, it's not like he had been here.
And you still need need depth there. A little bit.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely you need depth there. Definitely. Juan Thornhill, I mean, he graded out okay, like just to reference PFF again. I mean, 54th out of 171 safeties in coverage. I mean, that's decent. And forgive my ignorance on this, but could Deshaun Elliott be the guy who's lining people up?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why they paid him. That's why they were willing to move on from the quarterback of the secondary. He's 28. He's in the prime of his career. He earned a paycheck here and an extension. Make him the dude. He's a really good player.
He is really good.
He was really good last year.
He was six out of all safeties in what, run defense?
Yes. And you get him up near the line of scrimmage. Near the line of scrimmage, they're going to be damn good. And
yeah.
I think Peyton Wilson going to take a step forward. And Patrick Queen, I thought Patrick Queen was fine last year. He was not happy with his own performance. There's more there him, too.
That was part of the schematic thing. And again, I have not admittedly like dug into the film on this.
Mm-hmm.
But they were playing Minka in the middle of the field a lot. Like, the least person I'm concerned with as a quarterback is a center field safety.
Right.
Like, they impact the game the least of the 11 players on the field. So if that's Juan Thornhill and you've got Deshaun Elliott playing an insert three deep coverage or down playing, you know, some sort of quarter half look where you can hide a safety if you have really good corners. A really good safety, you don't necessarily want hiding bad corners. If that means you're playing too deep,
mm-hmm.
which means you can't stop the run.
They were trying to do that all season last year.
So I think that they were not wasting, they weren't wasting Minka, but he wasn't
impacting.
He wasn't the tackler that Deshaun Elliott was. So they were putting him down into the box more. So I think schematically with where they're going, now having three bona fide number one corners where you can play any combination of man zone, you don't have to really play nick. You're basically a three-corner nickel. The safety position, unless someone gets hurt, which could happen, there's not as much stress on it. So that's why I wouldn't go out and, like, where are you going to put Justin Simmons? You're going to play him in the middle of the field?
So you're saying if you could have a wide receiver or a safety, you would go wide receiver?
1,000 times out of 1,000.
Yeah, I agree with
you
that.
You would too?
I would honestly throw an offensive line there too.
They've got 3 weeks.
Their depth scares you there.
Yep.
They got 3 weeks till training camp. Like, they ain't adding two guys.
Probably not, no.
I would go receiver. And they haven't brought any safeties into my knowledge for visits and otherwise.
If I could pick a position on the team to have my worst player, it'd be probably free safety.
Yes.
Like, on the entire team.
Absolutely.
Arguably.
Yeah. The only time that can get you is in third down situations when you've got obvious passing downs where they can be targeted. But even then, I mean, there's underneath defenders. You play some sort of two-man, they're protected too. You could play, you could three corners play two-man. You're locked up underneath. You know, you got guys that can run at linebacker. It's not like stiff linebackers. You got Peyton Wilson. You got Patrick Queen. Like, these guys can move. Yeah, I feel like they're really, really set on defense. I mean, you said who's the worst player on their defense. Until I see otherwise, it's Thornhill or whoever's playing opposite Cam Hayward right now.
Right.
We don't know. It's not proven yet.
You're guessing that Derek Harmon can be the guy.
You're guessing that he's going to be a really good player.
He needs to go
out
there.
But right now,
yeah.
He's not. He's the least proven guy. But I'm banking on him being pretty good.
No, I mean, Jalen Ramsey can, in a pinch, like if somebody gets hurt,
absolutely
go to free safety.
Played it in college. Has played a bunch of snaps in the NFL at safety here and there. Did
the
it
transition,
a ton with the Rams.
The transition, clearly. I mean, we've seen guys do it. We've seen all pros do it. We've seen Hall of Famers do it a lot. Charles Woodson, Rod Woodson. The transition from corner to safety is probably the smallest out of any transition if you have to move on the field. Like moving from corner to free safety is easier in the transition realm than moving like from right tackle to left tackle.
Especially for a physical corner.
Perfect. Yes.
Like Jalen.
Like Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, like you're gonna have him playing in the slot. He's gotta be able to, you know, play in the bubble and tackle. He could play on the hash.
According to reports, the Steelers look at Ramsey as like this version, their version now of Rod Woodson. And Rod Woodson was asked about it, and he said, oh yeah, Jalen Ramsey can play safety. Absolutely he can.
Yeah, corners can play safety. Safeties can't play corner.
Right.
Typically.
Bob Pompiani with his hot take that we spent a lot of time on yesterday. We'll get to that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Should we get to Quiz Callis next? We
yes.
have some time with it.
Yes.
You
yes.
want to do that?
Yes.
All right. We're going to Quiz Callis next. A beautiful 4th of July / athlete-themed version of Quiz Callis. Yes, Harry?
I'm not even ready.
You're never ready. That's the fun of it. That's the bit.
Yeah.
I think you might do well with this one. He didn't bite.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That music means it's time to quiz Harry Callis. It is July 3rd. Tomorrow, is Independence Day, which means we have cooked up an Independence Day / athletics themed quiz callus. There will be 12 questions. Doran.
Yes.
Take it away.
So, for today, the day before the 4th of July, we have presidents. And we also have what you're going to answer, Callus, is the former Pittsburgh athlete with the same last name as the president. I will give you the president's name. And then you, in connection, will have to say the former Pittsburgh athlete. Are you ready?
Just last name. Same last name, or it could be...
I mean,
same last name.
See, I like where your head's at. You're
same
you're,
last name.
I'm just clarifying.
I like where your head's at.
I know you guys' first name. It's not the same names.
Very
same
good.
Last name.
Very
you guys
good.
Like to make me look.
Hey,
you and me.
But you have to say the full name of the Pittsburgh athlete.
Right. That's why.
Got it.
That's why I asked for last
okay,
name.
Thank
okay,
thank you.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's no Martin Van Buren's that were running around in the Steelers secondary in the 1970s.
But there could have been a Martin.
Steve Van Buren for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Bang, Patty Bostic.
Top rope. Boom.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, George Bush.
Devin Bush.
Hey! Callus is one for one. Okay.
What's the over-under?
Four.
Four?
Yeah. Yeah, four.
I was gonna throw a hook on there.
Four and a half.
Bang.
Number two, Abraham Lincoln.
There was a Lincoln that played for the Steelers?
No.
Pittsburgh athlete.
Pittsburgh athlete.
Not even a clue and a half.
I thought he would get this one.
Yep.
Lincoln
made his opening. Made a start opposite
Lincoln
Steven Strasburg.
Lincoln Riley.
Hey, he started opposite Steven Strasburg in Strasburg's first career start.
Mm-hmm.
Pitcher.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it's a pirate. Brad Lincoln.
Hey!
Basically, Pat gave it to
him. No, I didn't. That's hard.
I mean,
I didn't give it to him.
Like,
I forgot about that.
He was compared to Ben Sheets. He did not turn out that way.
Number three, William Taft. William Taft.
He was the fattest president, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that. He died in his bathtub.
Oh, that's not good.
Did he die?
William Howard Taft.
No, this athlete. I don't know that he died in the bathtub. He did get stuck in his bathtub.
Did he?
Yeah. 6 foot, 300 pounds.
This athlete, and I will give you a clue.
All right.
Was a Pitt Panther.
Oh, not even a chance. You can just give it
Chris
to
Taft.
I mean, you know the last name's going to be Taft. You might as well take a stab at the
first name.
Yeah, Chris is a pretty common name. You probably could have gotten that.
He wore 23. That guy was a brick you-know-what house.
You're wrong. Number four, Woodrow Wilson.
Jack Wilson? Roman Wilson?
There you go.
Josh Wilson?
There you go. Nice. Good job, Callus. Russell?
You're in a great spot.
Peyton?
You're in a great spot.
Good job. You are in a good spot right now.
I'm pushing the over to six.
Number five.
He sits at three right now.
John F. Kennedy.
Tyler Kennedy.
There you go, Callus. There you go.
He's
good job.
Killing it.
It was all downhill for John F. after that. Never mind.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's not even good.
That's no good.
That was just unnecessary. If there's mud, he steps in it. He finds a way to.
That was an unnecessary shot.
On
to the next one.
It sure was, Doran. We're still trying to get to the bottom of it.
Yep. Number six.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I gotta leave.
Benjamin Harrison.
Josh Harrison?
Yeah, that'll work.
That'll work, but give another one.
Josh Harrison. Don't tell me. Marvin Harrison?
Nope.
No.
James Harrison.
Well, he still got it.
He got it, but James Harrison would be one.
Okay.
Okay, good job. Number seven, John Quincy Adams.
Is it just Adams? We're just going for an Adams?
Just the Adams.
Can't think of any Quincy Adams?
Right, exactly. That's why. Again, we got to clarify. what? I feel like this one should be easier than I'm making it. Mike Adams comes to mind, but I think he pitched for the he pitched for the Rangers and stuff. No, it's not him.
I mean, he just got it, dude.
Did I really? Mike Adams?
That's but what sport did he play?
Football. Pitt Panthers.
Oh no, you're close.
Steelers. Steelers. Yeah, you get that wrong.
Oh,
you get that
I'll
wrong.
Give it to him. He got the name
Pitt
right.
Panthers.
You never said that he had to say the team.
You did.
You could just throw out all kinds of names.
That's why. That's why I asked questions.
He got it. He got it correct.
Oh my goodness, Mike Adams, Pittsburgh Steelers, Ohio State offensive lineman.
He was like their. He was like the extra tackle.
Yes,
a bunch.
Number 8, Thomas Jefferson.
That's another one. Yeah. Jefferson.
That's another one. Yeah.
Jefferson. Just give me a second. Here we go.
Well, we are.
Because I was going to say Justin Jefferson, but no, that guy plays somewhere else.
Do you know where he plays?
Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, thank God.
Come on.
Come on you right now.
May have been someone that played the same position.
I mean.
Wide receiver. Oh my gosh. There's a guy that plays for the Steelers.
And ironically, your favorite thing in the world.
Vin
number.
I can't remember this guy's name.
I mean,
Van Jefferson.
There you go. Good job. He does not play for the Steelers. He did play for the Steelers.
Dude, that's 6.
But good job.
Or 7.
Six. Okay. Number 9. Rutherford B. Hayes.
Key Brian Hayes.
There you go. That was a little softball for you. Number 10. George Washington.
Darnell Washington.
There you go. Good job. What position does he play?
Tight end.
Okay, thank you.
Mount Washington, baby.
Number 11. Number 11. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Deontay Johnson, baby.
Good job. Good job. And last but not least.
Double digits.
Can't play Nicole.
He's at 9.
You are not going to get this one. And if you do, you can sit in my seat for the rest of the show.
Oh, no.
What a bet.
Last one. Jimmy Carter.
Carter.
That is the name.
Carter. Carter. Don't tell me. Okay, tell me.
Jeff Carter, Pittsburgh Penguin.
Right.
Oh, I knew that.
Hey, did you? Really well done.
Good job, Kals.
Really well done today, Kals.
Good job.
You're on camera too, buddy. I spun it around for you.
Oh, don't worry. I noticed. You see, I waved to the people.
That's right.
And now people can know that I don't cheat. I just stare up at
the
sky.
That's exactly right. We're going to make that a thing. You're going to come out here from now on.
Well, am I going to do the music on the end zone? Well, I guess there's a way I could, actually.
Yeah, we got intern RJ.
Right.
Well, he's only here for another week.
What?
That's it?
Well, we could extend that if possible, you know? Just letting you know.
I wouldn't mind. I like having him here.
Yeah, because you don't have to work.
That's right. He does have to work now. Does all the podcasts. Nice man. And he did that. I mean, he executed the music kind of well.
All right, good job, Kals. Good job.
Kind of well.
Good. It was good.
Good job.
He did that kind
of Crowley,
well.
Back to what you said.
Nope. That was too good a joke to pass up. Not the first one, the second one. I said what I said.
Oh, yeah, it's out there.
Coming up next, the hottest Bob Pompiani take in recent memory. We discussed it thoroughly yesterday. We'll get Pat's thoughts on it. All right, I lied. We will get to the hot Pompiani take coming up at the top of the next hour. The Browns are getting a dome.
Smart.
It is smart. You make a lot more money that way.
Yep.
Because you can have Taylor Swift come by in December or January for sure, because you know you're not going to have playoff games there in January.
She can sell that puppy out.
Yeah.
Because of Travis being from Cleveland.
I do still fundamentally have a problem with football inside, though.
Why?
I just think it's for the elements.
Me too.
Like, it would feel really weird to me watching a Steeler game from the comforts of a dome. I'd probably enjoy it real quick when it's 72 inside and it's negative 10 outside. But, I don't know, the most memorable game arguably on the Steelers' schedule last year was that Browns game in the snow. Like, Browns fans will remember that forever. They don't have much to latch on to. That was a classic, and it really wouldn't have been a classic if it wasn't a snow game. You know, I understand all the economic reasons, and it's good for the area, too, because you'd be able to get concerts in there and stuff and monster trucks and all that year-round. But just from a purely football standpoint, I would feel almost dirty watching the Steelers the hard-nosed Pittsburgh Steelers playing in a dome. Like, imagine the Packers playing in a dome. It would just take away from the mystique.
Yeah, I get that. And tell me if this is stupid. I just thought of this. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, I don't even know, 20 years from now, that it might be mandated that you have to have a retractable roof because of the quarterback position and how much goes into the quarterbacks being protected, quarterbacks making the most money, quarterbacks being that the brand of the NFL.
Offense sells.
Offense sells. So think 20 years from now, it's like, all right, we don't want our quarterbacks. We don't want, you know, Arch Manning having to throw in the elements and throw for 140 yards in the rain. We want to see him throw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
That sells. I could see that. Not mandated, but I could see the NFL making a push for teams that have upcoming plans of new stadiums to mm-hmm. be like, yeah, you probably need to do this.
I bet you they're all going to be domed.
Yeah.
Unless you're, you know.
Retractable roof, right?
Retractable roof. Yeah, I think about some of the famous games with the elements through the years. And I think about the Tuck Rule game.
Yeah.
Like in New England, in a dome, in mm-hmm. Vinatieri. Oh, Vinatieri lines up from whatever it was, 42 yards.
Mm-hmm. I get it, yeah.
72 degrees, climate controlled.
Did you see this rendering?
Real quick. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I have it. It looks like the least Cleveland thing of all time.
It looks hideous.
They should make it look like a VCR because of that YouTube video. Remember that? Fun times in Cleveland again.
That doesn't look retractable to me.
Oh, I don't think it is. Is it?
Doesn't look like it. Looks like an indoor facility.
It
like a barn.
It looks way too fancy schmancy for Cleveland.
I mean,
it just does.
There's a competitive advantage to having the elements too.
Yes.
I mean, think what stadiums in the NFL? So MetLife doesn't have one. Foxborough doesn't have one. Pittsburgh doesn't have
Seattle.
One. Philly doesn't have one. Baltimore doesn't have one. DC's building a new one. Charlotte doesn't have one.
Buffalo doesn't have one.
Are they going to have one?
It's like kind of like there's like an overhang type deal.
I'll take Josh Allen in the snow over any quarterback in the NFL.
Jacksonville doesn't have one. Miami doesn't have one. Dallas has a retractable one. Houston has a retractable one. But that's just because of
heat.
Heat.
That I get.
Yeah. LA's got one. Minnesota's got one.
Arizona.
There's a lot of teams. Arizona has one. Chicago's building a new one.
I don't know that it's going to be domed.
It's not going to be domed. I mean, Detroit has one. I mean, there's 8, 9, 10. Kansas City doesn't have one. Like, you're going to mandate that? That's a lot of bread, man.
I mean, every team's going to get a new stadium at some point.
Right.
And I think when they do, I think that everyone's going to be leaning domes because it just makes so much sense from a money
standpoint.
They're going to
build a new stadium in Lambeau?
Maybe not them. Maybe they do the Wrigley Field, Fenway Park thing where you just keep upgrading
it. They've done a great job with that stadium.
I've never been. I got to get out there.
That's a bucket lister for me.
Yeah.
Go to Lambeau. You ever play at Lambeau?
No.
Never played there?
Nope.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I can't see them. I mean, especially their fans own the team. They're all shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It opens up a whole...
I mean,
about Pittsburgh. Like,
I wouldn't even upgrade Heinz Field, which is just, I mean, obviously they have and they will continue to do so before they ever get one. But Heinz Field has zero frills. Like, even when it was built, I don't think people were thinking, oh man, this like state of the art. Now, compared to Three Rivers, it was, but that's just a ball field, baby.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think that's perfectly Pittsburgh.
Agreed.
And you go to Cleveland and they're going to run out there and it's going to be 72 degrees in there. When there's lake effect snow on some late November, early December game, it's just going to look weird. They should kick them out of the AFC North.
I totally understand. Like, I mean, obviously, like, you know, we're old school and we want football to be played outside. But the convenience factor that is of 2025 compared to 10, 15 years ago is like night and day. Like, everybody wants convenience. You got to compete with the TVs.
No doubt.
You got to compete with the 80-inch TVs that people have at their house that have these nice couches, these love sack couches that they don't want to move and they don't want to go to games. Like, I just feel like that's the direction that it's going to go because people want convenience. It's 2025. Everything is about convenience. We have phones. We have, you know, all these things that it makes everything so convenient. Think about 20 years from now, how
right.
convenient people are going to want it.
AI's writing emails for you now.
I mean,
everything is about convenience. You're absolutely right about that. I wonder if people here would want a dome at 412-928-9370. We'll get into Bob Pompiani's take coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, but if you want to chime in on that.
I don't want turf, I can tell you that much.
No.
I don't want turf.
They've done a nice job.
That's not old school. The grass has gotten so much better down at Akershire.
Oh, my God. Definitely has.
But I would say this. I mean, the injury stuff, it's real. My son had a turf pellet in his eye for 12 hours yesterday. Those things fly. They're not good for you.
We got the MRSA way back when at Lebo. Remember that whole thing?
Kind of, yeah. I'm talking more so about like just like you know having run on that stuff.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, knees and, you know, everything. It's bad for everything.
Texter writes in, it's called the gridiron for a reason. Tell Goodell et al. To shove it. Shove it, Goodell. You shove it. It's not just a concert thing either, though. Like, think about Franco Harris passes away, and then they're going to retire his jersey. When Kenny found Pickens in the back of the end zone to beat the Raiders, the people who went, God bless them. I think Donnie Football was there. Yep. He took a picture. His beer literally froze. His beer, there's alcohol.
It's like negative 15.
Yes. And there couldn't have been 48,000 people there.
Right.
Because that, even for the toughest of fans, like, ain't nobody want to risk losing a digit or an ear or something whenever your team is 5-7 or whatever they were and you're sitting out there in negative 15 degree weather.
What if they were 12-0?
Well, now you're risking it. Now you're risking it.
Absolutely.
Glove up. The one good thing that came out of COVID, seriously, is like those gator masks. I never wore one of those before. Now you go to a cold weather game, face ain't cold anymore. Yeah. It's always the place that I was coldest.
I think the next mandate, though, if there is mandates, is going to be the facilities. I think there's going to be a certain amount of money you have to spend on your facility almost every single year for upgrades. I think that's a must.
Yeah.
Probably the NFLPA.
Yeah.
That's a must. Like somebody like the Steelers, like, you have to spend this much money to make sure that you have the quality things for these NFL players. I think that'll be next.
Yeah, they bitch about it enough.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
There are rats running around whenever you're bringing free agents in. Texter makes a good point. You know, more teams could host Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely true. I mean, some cities simply don't have the infrastructure to be able to do it. But, yeah, you'd open yourself up for more possibilities there. Absolutely.
Yeah, but does it change?
Detroit, like, got one.
They did. They got one. But how many cold weather cities have really thrived with Super Bowls?
New York got one. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but you're not having pool parties and tailgates and, I mean, there's all that associated stuff that, I don't care if you have a dome and you put palm trees in it.
Yeah,
but it's still 2 degrees outside.
20 years from now, the Super Bowl will be played like St. Patrick's Day because they'll keep adding games.
That's right.
Yeah, so it'll be warmer. So you don't need the dome.
So you, at this, I mean, seriously. Hey. We're going to, by the time that we pass away, the Super Bowl will be in June.
Yeah, and you'll be going to the game in a hovercraft.
Yeah,
because you got to fly over the ocean because they'll play it in Germany or something.
Yep, they'll have a team. They'll have four teams, international teams.
I can't wait for this Pompiani hot take.
That's next. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 84, low of 65, a gorgeous day to start your long weekend. Clear skies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.